third parak of Yuma Mishnah Yud. Since in the previous mission we discussed this box that had the lottery for the Seirim, Lazazel, and Hashem, and Yeshua Ben Gamla made it into gold, and people, Chachamim, were happy with this, we're going to mention the next two Mishnahs, different things that people did that they were also remembered for good or for the bad, depending on the behavior. So Mishnah Yud, Ben Kotten also named as a Dod Lekia. This person called Ben Kotten, he made the Kia with 12 spigots, 12 forces, so that 12 Kohanim should be able to be Mekadosh in one shot. That initially there were only two spigots. This way you can have many Kohanim. We saw before certain Kavan Stever had 9, 12, up to 24 Kohanim involved, so that you can do it many simultaneously to prepare themselves. He also made a pulley system for the Kiyah, but there was a natural well in the Azara, and he would have it lowered into the well overnight. Since it was Mechuba to the well, it would not be possible by the fact that, that it stayed out overnight. Then when the Aloysius Shachar came, they would raise it up again on the pulley system so they could use it. So water would be overnight, they'd have to spill out the water that was overnight. Start again. Mundus Hamelech also called Yodas Akelim Shiyam Kippurim Shalzov. Mundus Hamelech, he made all the handles of the candle used on Yom Kippur out of gold. Hilmi Imai, the mother of Mundus, she was the queen Hilmi. Austin Ibresha Shalzov, Apitla Shal Hechel. She made some fancy lighting, chandelier type of thing. Menorah, the entrance of the Hechel. Vapi Austin Tabla Shalzov, Shapasha Sayyidak Suva Lev. She also made a golden plate that had the parasha of Soita written on it. Didn't have to bring a Sefer Soita to copy from it the parasha Soita. If there was a need to copy the parasha Soita, they would copy it from this golden tablet. Nicanor also listened to Dol Soita. Nicanor went to Alexandria to bring Tlosos, and on the way back there was a major storm, and there was a concern they're going to drown. So he took one of them and he threw into the yam. It was a heavy door made out of copper. And they wanted to throw the other one, and he said, if you're going to throw it, throw me out with it. It was made a nefesh to protect at least one door should remain. And at that point of time, Shem made a nest, and the storm stopped. Not only did it stop, but when they got to Akko, the door was underneath the boat. It was floating somehow underneath the boat. It was called the Shvach, but the door to the entrance to the Zara was called Shar Nikanor. It was recorded on his name. There's a concept called Zecha Tzadik Bracha, which is the Makar of the Minig. If somebody donates to a shul, they put a little plaque with the name of Leila Nishmas or somebody to have the source remembered.